Sarah, S-A-R-A, Prieto, P as in Paul, R-I-E-T-O, 10/14/58. This is a 65-year-old woman, separated from her husband, currently lives with her son, has four children. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She was recently on hospice for about a month before she was discharged. She has severe leg pain, knee pain, shortness of breath with activity. She's scheduled for ESI. She uses a walker and has spinal stenosis in her low back, period. Her past surgical history includes a Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N's procedure, right shoulder, right elbow surgery, medical problems, hypertension, depression, chronic pain, mild dementia, neuropathy, decreased sleep, COVID immunization up to date, medication, lisinopril 20 milligram once a day, Lexapro 20 milligram once a day, Namenda 10 milligram a day, Lyrica 200 milligram TID, Tramadol 50 milligram four times a day, Aricept 5 milligram a day, and Seroquel 50 milligram at nighttime. Family history: mom died of old age with Alzheimer's dementia at age 89. Dad died when he was only 38 years old. Allergy, Tylenol number 4. Patient is a brilliant 65-year-old woman, a cake decorator and a baker in the past, but currently she's disabled because of her spinal stenosis, period. She's no longer able to drive. She's homebound. She has gained weight. She has shortness of breath with activity, mostly because she's in pain, period. As I mentioned, she was on PICC, P-I-C-C, hospice and palliative care for about 4 weeks. I reviewed her records, and subsequently she was discharged. She's looking for a pain management specialist that can take care of her pain since she has severe pain and has not had good success with her current physician, period. Medical, surgical, no. Let's see. Vital signs, 98%, 96, 127 over 60. A febrile heart, positive small, positive stool, lungs clear, abdomen obese, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, 65-year-old Hispanic woman, a cake decorator and a baker with severe pain, neuropathy, radiculopathy, scheduled for ESI, suffers from hypertension, depression, and forgetfulness associated with mild dementia, period. Patient does not meet the criteria for palliative or hospice care at this time. She definitely requires pain management to better control her pain because the severity of her pain and the fact that it's made her disabled and very difficult to move around. As I mentioned, she uses a walker to get around because of the severity of her pain, hypertension, control, depression, not suicidal, neuropathy on Lyrica, chronic pain on Tramadol, decreased sleep on Seroquel at this time. Oh, by the way, allergy, Tylenol number 4. I don't know if I said that, but put that in there too, please. Thank you. That's her.